Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Ah. Aloha, Mr. Han.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is a happy Hawaiian shirt Wednesday for you here on Sports Daily. Glad to be with you, Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland, for the final time of 2025. We are getting ready to make some picks. This will be our last show of the week, and then we're off for the New Year holiday. And then we are back to normal on Monday, full, ready to go, 2026. We'll have conference basketball games in the book. We'll be on to the next round of the CFP. The NFL playoffs will be getting underway. There is a lot to get ready for this time of the year on the sports calendar. It is just always a weird week of transition, that week between Christmas and New Year, all the holiday parties, all the things, and then a few days of work just kind of jammed in there. But we're happy to help you get through it all. It is all coming up for you here in this hour. We're going to make some picks. What's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock, yeah. A cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager, available at all three WBC brew pubs, East near Central and Woodlawn, West at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. TJ, there's some NFL headlines that have been interesting. You've got two teams trying to, you know, trying to like make Super Bowl runs that have had situations with their wide receivers that are not helping. DK Metcalf might single-handedly cost the Steelers a postseason berth. They lose a game they shouldn't lose. He's not there for this one this weekend against the Ravens. God, that's got to be frustrating.
Is this weekend's game win and get in for both of them?
Yes, yes. That's one of the games we're picking, by the way. But yes, it's a win and go. It's the only one like that this week. We thought Carolina Tampa was going to be like that until Atlanta beat the Rams strangely. And so now there is a little bit of weirdness in that where if Atlanta wins, it will eliminate one of Carolina or Tampa, even if they win. I think it's Tampa. Tampa has to win and have Atlanta lose. Some weird thing like that, because they'd have the same record and then divisional records come in or whatever it is. But yeah, that's the only one. And they don't have maybe their best offensive player because he tried to punch a fan. Like, what a strange, again, I don't know what that fan said. I think there are a lot of times fans need to be punched and deserve to be punched. But come on, man. Like, you got, like, just walk away from that. It's not even that hard to walk away from that. He was like leaning over a sideline, right? Like, just leave, like, just walk away. Who cares what that person is saying? That one's bad. And then Steph Diggs for the Patriots has been accused and arrested for, or he faces felony charges.
Yeah.
I don't think he was arrested for it, but he faces felony strangulation charges, misdemeanor assault and battery, something that happened on December 2nd, according to paperwork filed. But again, you know, if that, and that one probably isn't going to linger into missed time right now, but it's certainly a distraction.
I saw that his arraignment date is 2 days before the AFC Championship, which would be wild.
Yeah, man. It doesn't sound good. He has got some skeletons in his closet on videos that have been put out and things like that. That one's probably not going to be like league punishment in time, but it's still, it's just looming now. And he's categorically denied everything that's been accused of him. So, yep. You know, deserves his day in court and all that stuff, but it's still a situation that's a distraction, no matter what happens here. But you know, you're getting this, it's a little strange to be dealing with this kind of stuff late in the season, right? That's usually stuff you're dealing with out of the gates or whatever. But two pretty big headlines in the NFL that don't have anything to do with football, unfortunately. Drake May, odds on favorite to win the MVP. I wondered if that would happen and I didn't check. It was hard to like watch everything this weekend, but his performance was some of what I got to see. I mean, he is now at like minus 400. So he's a pretty heavy favorite. If you stack him up against Stafford, TJ, Stafford has more passing yards, has more touchdowns by a pretty wide margin, same number of interceptions, but May has a better completion percentage, now the better record, and is a better runner at this point in his career. My only counter to it all is Stafford has played a significantly more difficult schedule than Drake May. I don't know who I would vote for right now. My gut says May because of what he's done, but I don't want it to be so much based on how they've exceeded expectations this year. I do want to put it like, you know, resume up against resume, and that makes it a little harder. May is the easy choice to go to because of where the Patriots are versus where they were perceived to be. But Stafford's had an incredible year, and they have played in the most difficult division in football. But it's hard. What do you have, three interceptions? It's hard to, it's that you don't want that to be the last thing people remember. And I think the votes pretty much get decided now. So,
yep.
I don't know who I'd vote for, but it is down between those two, it looks like. And I'm kind of 50-50 on this one. Like last year, to me, it was still clearly Lamar, even though Jordan got it. This year, I don't think it's clear either direction. I think this was a coin flip.
I think,
don't misunderstand. May's going to win it, but I don't know who I'd vote for.
Yeah, May's going to win it. I think that's more so on the, you know, shoulders of, as we've seen, the Lamar, Josh Allen thing happen in the past of, you know, saying like, hey, there's a new guy. This fits the storyline. You know, led them from, you know, depths of hell back into the postseason as a one seed. Like, he has all the stuff of that. And it's also the fact of like, this gets us a new poster boy. This gets us, you know, the voter fatigue. Did Stafford ever win one? He did, I thought.
Yes, I think he has had an MVP.
I'm almost certain he has. That's the other part of it as well of saying, you know,
I think voter fatigue. He just had the crazy numbers. Okay, let's see.
Maybe he didn't. He won a Super Bowl MVP.
We go on AP MVP, right, is who we give that to.
Yep.
No, he does not have one.
Which
it's interesting.
My storyline bias is fraudulent. Sorry.
Well, that's why Josh Allen won one last year. Because he didn't have one yet is why he won one last year. He did not have a better season than Lamar Jackson last year. In fact, he should have won it the year prior and Lamar shouldn't have. Like they flipped him because it was just like, well, he doesn't have one yet. Maybe there is. Maybe that is what lingers in with Stafford, because it's pretty easy. Like Stafford, like the case to make Stafford the MVP is not even difficult at all to make. He's got 12 more touchdown passes, more passing yards. His team has played a far more difficult schedule. Like, it's an easy case to make. And if he doesn't have one game where he throws three interceptions and they lose, he's the MVP. Like, we're not having this conversation. So that's the other thing. Like, are you really going to, like, is that moment going to determine the entire season? But, May has been steady Eddie, and he has been really good this year. But just as a passer, Stafford's been better. Who do they play this week? They don't have anything to play for. So I believe does have a little bit to play for, as far as seeding and those things. So he will probably play, and he could have a Stafford game of last week. If you're the Rams, do you play Stafford to try to let him win an MVP? I mean, that's a question, I suppose. You know that he's got to go convince the voters right now. Do you play Stafford to let him try to win an MVP if you're Sean McVay?
Against the
Cardinals, a team he could pile up the numbers on pretty easily?
Maybe if he wasn't 40, I think that goes into it as well.
Right? You just ask him, what do you want to do? The Patriots are set to play in that same window as the heavy favorite there, of course, against Miami. What is the situation that, they've got a lot. I think the Patriots have a lot of seeding implications on the line. They're going to go full. Is that right, Max? Do you know? I think they've got they're in control, but they still have to win it to not have a seeding situation that gets a little worse. I think that's right.
Yeah, they could drop to 3 if somehow they lose to Miami.
Yeah, and they don't want to do that. So, they'll probably at least play until they're well in control of that game. The Rams, I don't think, have anything to decide. So, but they're playing the Cardinals. They're trying to get healthy. Devontae Adams has been banged up a little bit. I guess you just ask Stafford what he wants to do.
It's interesting. Now that you're saying this, I haven't really dug into the stats like that. You're 100% right of the fact that Stafford's better than him in every category, basically.
Except running
QBR.
The ball. Yeah, except
running the ball.
Yeah, May adds that element, which is important. I mean, that's true. A part of May's game for sure this year. Beating expectations is a part of it too. I think you also, if you're going to take beating expectations into it, you also have to take schedule into it. And the Patriots have not played a difficult one at all. And the Rams play in a really good division. So I think maybe we need to see it. Maybe we need to see this final week. I think I'd probably... Boy, I really am about 50-50 on this. I really am. Like, it's hard.
I think it'll be Drake May because of what the NFL has shown you in the past of precedents and things of that sort. But I think the more fun conversation here is what you brought up, is if the Rams will play him, if the Rams will play Stafford in Week 18, just to see and make it interesting. And if you're Stafford, do you want to?
I mean, yeah, May has 400 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns. Like, that's not insignificant.
If you're Matt Stafford right now, at the ripe age of 37, it's pretty comfortable. Would you say I want to play another game?
I'd say give me a half. Probably so. All right, let's come back. We're going to make some football picks when we return. Don't go away. More Sports Daily. Come here.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The commercials are over.
Dude, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Sports Talk on KFH presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Thanks for being here with us, everybody. We are ready to make some football picks. Real quick, Max brought up a good point on the Stafford versus May debate that I think is valid. Stafford playing in a much better offense with much better weapons around him. I would agree with that, which is another. This will be an interesting thing to see what the Rams do if they do it with them. But we are going to make some picks here today. Tommy has sent his in. Brandon is with us. Brandon Zenner. So is Paul Savage. And Paul is rocking and rolling with a Hawaiian. Paul, appreciate it.
You bet. My lifestyle choice.
Final one of the year, Paul. Final one of the year.
And I got a shirt on to prove it.
Yeah, that's right. It's Wine Shirt Wednesday.
That's right.
TJ, what are the results? I think I did pretty good last week. Am I remembering that correctly?
I am tallying it up as we speak, and you are remembering that correctly. You went 5-1 last week.
Wow.
And that pulls you back into a winning record. You're 57-56. I think that puts you in the lead, actually.
I think it probably does.
I think it does. I can't believe it.
But we'll have, you know, we're getting there. We're making it there. We've got fun ones this week because you have all four of the CFP games to get to. So Max, hit the music. Let's do it.
Hey, sports bettors, ready for some picks destined to fail? Time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
All right, here we go. We'll start with those college games. We didn't get any of these last week. I'm glad to have them back. It starts tonight. Ohio State is a 9.5-point favorite against Miami. I had the good week last week. I'll go first. Look, 9.5 points is a lot, and it's a lot when you haven't played football. And as long as Ohio State has played football, last year's trends told us that there may be a little rust to knock off here in some of these. I'm going to go against my brain and kind of go with my gut that trend continues. I'll actually take Miami and the 9.
Wow.
I don't think they're going to win. I don't think Miami's going to win. But I think with the rust factor and everything else, there's backdoor on this. Can they keep it within 9.5? That's a lot. I'm going to take Miami, and it feels weird because my brain says Ohio State's going to kill them. But I can't forget what happened last year with these long delays. I'm going to take Ohio State. Give me the Buckeyes. Paul?
Well, you know,
I'm going to take Miami.
What? I was going to say, yeah, that's what I thought.
Ohio State's going to win the game. Give me the Hurricanes to cover them.
You want the points. Got you. Miami stung me last week. For that reason, I should take Miami, but I'm not taking Miami. Now, you say there's a rust factor. I say there's a factor of you getting all your little owies healed up. You get a little more practice time. You're going to be looser going to the game. You're going to be ready to play. You're fresh. It's a new season. That's the factor I'm going with. I'm taking the Buckeyes.
Okay. TJ?
I'm with you in the fact of my brain tells me that Ohio State should kill Miami in this game. For that reason, I'm going to take Ohio State to kill Miami in this game.
There
you
go. I'm going
to take them and lay 9.5.
So, Brandon, just for quick reference's sake, Arizona State last year, bye, lost. Oregon last year, bye, lost. Boise State last year, bye, lost. Georgia, bye, last year, lost. Right? So, like, it's a thing. Like, yeah, they haven't played football in 3.5 weeks. But is that enough for Ohio State, who's far more talented than Miami, to struggle?
Yeah, but we also established last year that the format was so terrible that we changed it after 1 year. And Ohio State is undefeated in the 12-team college football playoff. Got to forget about that.
True.
This offense is way better than Texas A&M's. Miami doesn't know what's coming for it, especially against this wide receiver core, Cardale Tate, Jeremiah Smith, and so on and so forth. Give me the Buckeyes big.
All right, and Tommy is taking the Buckeyes. I figured that would be an island. I don't know. I hope that I'm wrong about that because it's annoying. It's my least favorite thing right now about the CFP. It's not the number of teams. It's not anything. It's the fact that these teams that play to a bye don't play football for 3.5 weeks. It's absolutely insane. Texas Tech, Oregon. Paul, you're up first on this one.
Well,
the Red Raiders are 2.5-point dogs,
yeah,
even though they're the higher seed. Oregon is favored in this game.
You know, I'm ashamed to say this, but I've picked against Texas Tech way too much this year. And I'll tell you, it's cost me. It has cost me. It may dethrone me. Texas Tech may be the one team in college football that has dethroned Paul Savage as champion of Friday football picks on KFH. And with that being said, I'm going to change myself a little bit here. I learn a lesson. You don't have to hit me over the head, but about 10 times. After the 10th, I start figuring it out. I'm going to take Texas Tech. Man, they're just good. They're good. They could win the whole thing. They're that good.
TJ, they're the Big 12 team outside of the ones we cover. We'd certainly talk the most about this year. I don't think they were just this year's best Big 12 team. I've thought all year that they were a contender to go make noise late in the season. It's put up or shut up time. What do you think?
I think Texas Tech is one of the best teams, but I do think that it's surprising that Oregon is not favored in this, or they are favored, excuse me, not favored by more in this game. I'm going to fade my heart here. I'm rooting for the Big 12 team, but I got to pick Oregon. Give me the Ducks.
Brandon, Oregon won't have the rust that they had last year as the one seed. They got a game under their belts. Is Texas Tech in trouble here?
Yeah, Paul, it's too bad someone didn't hit you upside the head 11th time so you would realize how good this Oregon team is. I've doubted them all year long, but then you go look. I think they lead the nation in yards per carry. Dante Moore is going to, I think, be the number one pick in this upcoming draft. As the best offense that Texas Tech has faced all season. No offense to anyone in the Big 12, but it is a lot
of
offense.
That's saying a lot from that K-State game we saw on Halloween. Yeah.
No offense, BYU.
Gosh.
Tommy is taking Texas Tech. I don't disagree with that, Brandon. But I also think this is the best defense, maybe in the country, and will be the best defense Oregon has played. So I think low scoring. I think slugfest. I'm not picking against Tech. You guys know I've loved them. I've got a vested interest in them. I'm not picking against the Red Raiders. Go Big 12. Go Red Raiders. Let's make a run. Let's see if the Big 12 can make noise. This is probably the best team the Big 12 has had representing. We were talking about that in the first hour. I don't know if you guys agree. I think they're better than the TCU team that made the national championship. I think this is the best Big 12 team in a while.
I agree.
But that offense isn't a wagon, and they haven't played in 3.5 weeks. So that what's the Oregon defense going to do is probably the question. Tommy takes Texas Tech. All right, TJ, you're up first on the next one. Indiana, 7-point favorites against Alabama. What do you think?
You know, it's a real underdog story. They've had to overcome so much, and for that reason, I'm going to ride with the little guy in this one. Give me Alabama to get 7 points here. Alabama plus 7 is an absurd statement, and I'm taking it.
Brandon?
Yeah, I don't get this line at all. I think Ty Simpson's good enough to keep his 3-point game, maybe an Indiana field goal in the final 2 minutes. But yeah, 24-21, somewhere around there. I like Alabama to keep it close.
I want to vomit in my mouth as I take Alabama. But again, it's the 3.5 week thing. Is Indiana good enough to overcome that? What is Alabama like, 10-4 as a dog under Kalen DeBoer? Or not as a dog, but as against the spread in those close games. I can't remember what it was. He's very good in this situation. Let me just put it that way. I think it's a dog, but then I'm like, they haven't been dogs.
Alabama's pretty good regardless. So.
They haven't been dogs 14 times under Kalen DeBoer. But yeah, I'm going to take the point. 7 points? Are you kidding me? It's an Indiana factor. They beat Ohio State. I'm taking Alabama. Tommy's taking Indiana. Paul?
Well, you know something? This is interesting because I was going to take Alabama because I thought all you suckers were going to take Indiana. That's what I thought was going to happen. Now, listen, Indiana last year, I still have my doubts of just how good they really were last year. This year is another story. This year, this is a darn good football team. This is a really good football team. And I know 7 points is a lot, but I'll tell you what, I've lost so many times picking Indiana. I think, what the heck? I'm going to take one more pick, and I'm going to go with Indiana. And it almost put me on an island. Not quite an island, but almost an island. And I'm going to go ahead and
take... That's called a peninsula, Paul.
A peninsula. Oh, I didn't know that. There we go. Good. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and take Indiana.
So here's what my couldn't get out of my system. Bama's 10-4 against the spread. By most, there've been a couple that have been right on the line, depending on where you took them in the book. Kalen DeBoer, though, as an underdog historically, 8-1 against the spread as an underdog. So it's, you know, it's one of those weird betting things. Tommy is taking Indiana. I think I said that. All right. Georgia, Ole Miss. Georgia's a 6.5-point favorite. Brandon, you were up first on this one. 6.5-point favorite against Ole Miss. What do you like?
I think this is the week that everything catches up to Ole Miss. Yeah, I think Georgia's just way too good in this spot. Give me the dogs.
Tommy is taking Georgia. I am taking Georgia. I just, Ole Miss, I don't know. I don't think they're quite in the class of that top three or four teams, and I think Georgia probably is. But again, like, this is one of those rust factor games. I don't know. I cannot wait to see that, because if we see what we saw last year with these teams taking the long breaks, it has to change. It has to change immediately. Can't have that happen again. We'll see if it happens. I don't think it will to Georgia. 6.5, right on the line. Paul.
You know something? I was going to take Georgia too, but if I take, what's the giggling about? I mean, this is, I'm being very serious right now. There's no jokes here. This is serious business to me. I'll tell you what, I was going to take Georgia. I mean, come on, that's the smart thing to do. Physical, all the problems of Ole Miss and losing a coach and getting a new coach and a new staff and who the heck even knows the names of anybody? Nobody, you know, you got guys going into the portal. It's a friggin' mess at Ole Miss, isn't it? Then I'm taking
Ole
Miss.
They beat Ole Miss by 8. That was on October 18th.
Yeah, but it's a mess at Ole Miss.
And Ole Miss led that game late.
Yeah, so it played close. TJ, close enough to give you any hope here? I mean, the familiarity factor here is interesting, too.
Give me the island. Give me the island.
Paul, I'm going to give you the island. It doesn't matter if you get the island because you're not even hardly in the running anymore. I'm taking the dog.
You know,
give me the dog.
This is where I make my comeback. I am making my comeback. Write this down, Max. I am making my comeback starting right now.
Yeah, I'm more excited about the games this year than I was last year. I'll admit that. I'm very excited about these four games. I think they got a chance to be fun. All right, let's go to the NFL. We'll pick a couple of them that have some implications. Seahawks, 49ers, a lot on the line there. +1.5, San Francisco at home. I thought it was a curious line as much as anything else. Tommy would be first on this one. He's taking the Niners +1.5. I'm going to take the Seahawks. I think the 49ers are really good, and I think they've got a chance to make some noise in the postseason. I think we got to see their defense have a performance, though. They certainly didn't against the Bears. The Bears were moving it everywhere. To me, the Seahawks defense has a chance to be the difference in this game. So I'm going to take the Seahawks, even though I think the 49ers are very, very real. I like Seattle. Paul?
You know something, the 49ers could win the Super Bowl. I mean, I really think there's a possibility they could win. Now, we don't think about them in those terms, but I think they could. They're that good. Seahawks, they're darn good too. That's why it's only 1.5. But when you boil it all down, the 49ers still have a good quarterback in Purdy, and they only have to give 1.5, but they're playing at home. I'm going to take the 49ers. Am I sure? No. But I'm going to take the 49ers anyway.
Seahawks right now are the Super Bowl favorite. They're the odds-on favorite, TJ. Does that surprise you?
It does not. They're probably the best team in football. I think that Rams game really showed me something. The way that they threw the ball off that helmet to make sure they got that 2-point conversion really showed me a lot. So for that reason, not really. But I do think the Seahawks are great on the road. We've talked about that a lot on the show, is the fact that for some reason they do so well on the road in tough spots. 49ers are a weird team. I agree they are a team that could actually go win a Super Bowl somehow with all their injuries. But I think the Seahawks would not be surprising if they won the Super Bowl. I'm going to take the Seahawks.
It's funny, I'm taking Seattle in this game. The 49ers, Brandon, are maybe my favorite Super Bowl bet because you can get them at 9.5 to 1. I think I took them earlier in the year and got them even better than that. But, I mean, they're right there. This should be an awesome game.
Yeah, it is one of the games where I want to take the 49ers with everything of me. I mean, you watch a Kyle Shanahan offense, and then you watch the Chiefs, and it makes you want to vomit because, gosh, the 49ers offense is just so good. Kyle Shanahan, the best coach in the NFL, in my opinion. But everything just tells me that the Seahawks are going to win this game as much as I believe the 49ers are going to. I just have to take Seattle.
It's the 49ers defense that gives me concern right now. Tommy is taking the 49ers. He started that round. That means I start this next one. Ravens -3.5 against the Steelers. I will be honest, I don't have a clue. I am so all over the place on this one. Lamar Jackson, I believe, is back practicing today or expected to. I think I read that this morning. But he's playing hurt has not been his thing.
No, it hasn't.
And you look at the Steelers without DK Metcalf, but I'm going to look at the Steelers getting 3.5 points at home, and I'm going to take the Steelers. As much as I want to take the Ravens, I'm done just expecting the Ravens to be better than they are. Can they run it again like they ran it last week with Derrick Henry and just let him go wild? Maybe. But I'll take Aaron Rodgers and I'll take the Steelers because, guys, the Steelers always make the playoffs. So I'll take them +3.5 to make the playoffs. Paul?
You know something? I do not have a feel for this game either. I'm like you, Jacob. I don't have a feel for this. So with that being said, I've brought in a little guest here to help me out pick this game. Max, flip on your mic to Max. I got the Steelers giving 3.5 against the Ravens. Help me out on this. What do you think I ought to do, Max?
Derrick Henry's probably going to run right over him. They can't stop the run.
Okay. That's it? Okay. That's all you got for me? That's it?
That's what they're going
to
get.
I bring you on the show to help me out, and that's all you give me? Good gosh, Max. Go.
They can pass, so just hand it to Derrick Henry.
So you're saying take the Ravens?
Yes.
Well, you know something? I brought him on to help me out here. I'm taking the Ravens. Thank you for nothing, Max.
Tommy, taking the Ravens, TJ?
I'm going to take the Steelers as well in this one. I think that the Ravens are such a weird spot right now. If Lamar Jackson plays, that might be a bad thing. Who knows what's going on over there? So if it's Snoop Huntley, I don't know if they're good enough to get it done. I do agree that Derrick Henry is probably going to carry the ball about 30 times in this football game. But give me the Steelers at home. It's a tough place to go get a win.
And no, Harbaugh Brandon will complain 30 times because that's all he does.
It's cute to know that Paul needs to get outside consult as much as we love Max to be able to make this comeback. And just because I know I'm right in the hunt with TJ and Jacob, I'm just going to take the Steelers.
You know, that's what winners do. You know, when they need help, they get help. You know, when you do whatever you got to do to win, that's what winners do. That's what they do.
We all need help. Look, I don't feel good about any of these picks this week. I hope I go, though, if I go 1-5, just make it Texas Tech.
Has there ever been a week where we haven't picked a Chiefs game?
Want to. Like, why?
Chiefs playing.
I don't even know what the line is.
I don't either. I have no idea. Like, we get two NFL games this week. We can't in good faith do that.
Let's do a stream only Sunday morning where we just pick Chiefs props about Chris Oladokun.
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 Oladokun. Oladokun Skywalker. TJ and Brandon this week, clean slate across the board. We picked the exact same games. Tommy and Paul are basically in the same boat except for Ole Miss, Georgia. And so we're going to have a tight race to the finish.
We're going
to
move it. Let's see Miami.
We're going to move as a pack.
The world tonight.
This is like a NASCAR race. And everybody just stays close till the end.
Let's go. Give me the advantage tonight, Miami. Just keep it within. Can we keep it within 9.5? Is that
nobody,
too much to
nobody
ask?
Beats Colin Klein and gets away with it.
That's right. All right. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Brendan. Happy New Year.
Same to you, buddy.
Happy New Year. Appreciate it. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Shreyas Lada, our KU insider, joining the show. Glad to be with us here, Shreyas. Look, I think you know what's coming. We have Darren Peterson up first, and, you know, a word salad, I think, as TJ put it, is probably about right from Bill Self. His return could be immediate or it could be a little while longer. So that's really helpful, right?
Yeah. It sounds like what we've heard for the last three games, the entire year. I don't know what to say, to be honest. It feels like Bill's hedging at this moment of, yeah, he looks like he might be ready, but if he's not 100% yet, he's not playing Saturday, as we've clearly learned. I think the entire premise of this entire saga, I can't believe it's still ongoing. I really thought it'd be solved by now. Not solved, but at least, you know, I thought he'd give he's playing, you know, Saturday. And maybe he is playing Saturday on like a limited minutes or something like that. But I just don't know what to make of it anymore.
I'm with you. I it's definitely a hedge. That's the only reason that you say it could be this or that, because that means nothing. It's something that, you know, he even said in his Hawk Talk stuff that we're referencing to here, of him saying that sentence, and then he said, but man, he looks pretty good to me. Like that almost feels a little bit more like what the comments he made that we talked about last week, of saying like his family thinks about this. Do you think that it's something to where Bill Self is just like, I don't know when he's going to play. I think he can play, but I don't know when he's going to play.
I mean, I think a little bit of it, right? I think this is the most direct Bill Self has been towards parents. But honestly, I was looking back on how he's dealt with other injuries in the past. This is the most concession he's given any player, I think, ever in his tenure. If you remember Doak back in the day, Doak played on a hurt foot and he dropped 31. I think it was in the conference championship or something like that. And, you know, even Kevin McCullough, he gave like the McCullers like a date, like this is the date, either he's playing or not playing. And he wasn't ready to play. Clearly Kevin was hurt because Kevin didn't go play like basketball for another 6 months, you know, in the NBA. But people were freaking out about that. I think this is the most I've seen Bill Self kind of bend over backwards a little bit for a player, a family. And I get it. Darren Peterson is special. He's great. He's fantastic. But I don't know. I think, you know, when they got Darren Peterson, I think no one expected this situation, and the situation continues to, you know, unravel because it just doesn't seem like there's a solution to the cramping thing where he's going to be 100%. Because like if the 10-day gap didn't help, I'm just wondering what is going to help.
I think that's a good point. Like that was the break. That was long enough, or this keeps lingering. UCF, let's say he doesn't play. UCF's pretty good, right? They're a top 50 team. They're out to what, an 11-1 start like that? I guess the question we really just are going to have to start asking ourselves is, we can't all hinge on Peterson. So how good is KU without him? We've seen them play well lately, but how good in the Big 12 could they be without him? Are these road games like this against top 50 teams, are those wins for KU?
You know, I think it's going to be too early to tell. I think they should be competitive in every top 50 game. I don't know if they're going to win every top 50 game, though. You know, I think they should, you know, even without Peterson, they should be UCF, I think. I think UCF's record's a little inflated in 11-1 there. But this team, clearly without Peterson, is still a top 25, top 20, top 15 team in the country. We've seen it. They've played really well without him. Maybe top 15 is a little stretch, but top 25 at least. But I think, you know, if he doesn't play Saturday, I wonder if he's ever going to be 100% in my mind. And if he means he's not going to be 100%, does that just mean he's going to be in unload management, like limited minutes the rest of the year? And that's probably better than him not playing at all, right? Like him playing 20 minutes is still beneficial for KU than him, like them deciding, okay, let's wash our hands of the situation and he not play at all.
No, it that was the one thing that I kind of thought about that I've, you know, we've sat here and talked and, you know, you missed the Corpus Christi game and it's like, it's fine. Like, we'll see if he plays against Duke. And it's like, well, we'll see if he plays against UConn. And it's like, okay, well, who cares? They're non-conference games. We'll see if he plays whenever the conference play starts. And then now he may not play on Saturday. Like, that throws everything out the window of like, I have no idea. Like, I have no idea when he's going to play. And not to, you know, be, you know, panicky about it or anything like that, but this was kind of the original target date to save him for this. You know, now if he doesn't play, what is the target date to get him back?
I mean, honestly, at this point, I have no idea, because you remember correctly, I was told the target date from people around him and around the program was UConn, right? And then he didn't play the UConn game. Obviously, he came back in the Missouri game. Then he was sick in the Missouri game. Like, I think it's just crazy to me. Like, this guy has not been healthy in the four games that he has played college basketball. And he's been so good anyways. Like, he's putting up 19 a game. Imagine if he was healthy, he'd probably be putting up like 23, 24, 25 a game. Like, it's so clear how good he is as a scorer and as a player overall. But we haven't seen Darren Peterson play fully healthy the entire year, which is crazy, right? And even if he plays somehow Saturday, Bill Self, from what it seemed a few days ago, what he said on Hawk Talk, it did not seem like he was optimistic that Peterson is fully healthy, even if he looks good. You know, like him saying, oh, he looks good, gosh dang it, you know, out there to me. I think he's just saying that in a sense of like, well, I think he's ready. I don't know if he's ever going to be 100%. I mean, reading in between the lines there a little bit. And that was more of a, every time I see Bill Self talk about the Peterson situation, I feel like there's a little more frustration than the previous time. You know, he called out his guardian or his parents, sorry, and his camp and stuff like that last one. And then now he says the, oh, I don't know, he looks pretty good to me line. Like, you just have to sit there and question every little thing that is coming out of Bill Self's mouth, because how much of it is like, you know, this is how he actually feels versus how much he has to say, because there's an important relationship to manage with him and his camp.
I think something's changed. Here's what I think has changed. For most of the year, we were fine with Peterson kind of trying to play through this issue. I'm not convinced the issue is going to go away. So now I think the difference is maybe he's not going to play through the issue anymore. Because like that's... that's where, like, for me, like, I don't, is he ever going to stop cramping? I mean, who knows? But now what seems like it's changed is maybe they're saying, well, yeah, this 20 minutes a game and him, like, I think that's what's changed.
My thing is, if he doesn't ever stop cramping, how is he going to play NBA basketball?
Right.
Like, theoretically, is he just going to randomly feel better in like 6 months from now? The cramps have healed. Like, first of all, I don't mean to, I'm not a medical doctor in my expertise, but I've never heard of cramps lasting 6 months. So who knows? But, it's clearly not affecting his draft stock. I'm supposed to talk to somebody that, I use, he's a great information, great draft guy, evaluator in a few days, to talk to him about like why he still has Peterson as number one on his draft board. And does the cramps, do the hamstring matter? Like, to him or his evaluation or the NBA people he talks to. So I'm curious to see what he says there, because I haven't seen anything like this. I was talking to my boss about this, Scott Jason. He covered the KU beat for a while. I don't think there has ever been, at least in college basketball, a guy who's played less basketball and still projected to go number one. Even Kyrie played 15, 20 games. He had a legitimate toe issue that kept him out the rest of the game, the rest of the year. I'm not saying these cramps are not legitimate. I think they are, but I've never heard of anyone sitting out like, multiple games because of cramps, I guess. Like, everyone usually just kind of plays through it, or they just have them on a minutes restriction. So I wonder if there's a, point this month, if he's still not playing the UCF game, he doesn't play the TCU West Virginia game, that Bill Self says to his camp, okay, either he's going to play and he's going to play 25 minutes or 15 minutes or 20 minutes a game, or he's not going to play at all. Because I feel like there's going to be a coming to the, this is pissing me off enough, I'm tired of answering questions about it. This is what's going to happen. And if you guys are with it, you're with it. If you're not with it, I got to focus on the rest of the team.
It's very interesting. And that's the same sentiment that I've had the entire time, is that we've seen so many NBA guys get drafted that have had, something in the past, and then it pops back up in the NBA. And I'm really shocked that we haven't seen anything. That says something to the level of his talent. And it's terrifying for KU to realize that, like, he doesn't need us a lick. If he doesn't play a minute, he could still be the number one pick. You know what I mean? But we'll switch gears. Coming up, UCF on Saturday, a place where they got upset 2 years ago by Johnny Dawkins. That's not the same rosters at all anymore. It's nothing's really the same except for Bill Self and Johnny Dawkins coaching the games.
Yeah, I mean, they're a pretty good offensive team. It's going to be interesting to kind of see how KU does. UCF typically has a good rebounding team. And like, if you look at their schedule, they haven't really played incredibly tough games. I mean, their best win, I'm trying to look in this thing, is probably Texas A&M. Okay. And Texas A&M is like a top 50 Ken Pom team. They have a bunch of Quinnipiac, VMI, Thomason, Mercer, Florida Gulf Coast, Florida Atlantic. Like, I think they're inflated a little bit. Like I mentioned it before, their 11-1 record is a little inflated in my mind. That said, winning on the road is always tough. Winning on the road without potentially your superstar, even tougher. UCF is going to be a tough matchup for KU because they're a great rebounding team. KU struggles on the board sometimes, so that's going to be a thing to watch. And they're a pretty good offensive team, but KU's defense has been so good this year, like, top in the nation type defense, that I'm not particularly worried about this UCF game. Obviously, who knows how these guys react coming off a long layover and break and stuff like that. But with Peterson, without Peterson, I've been impressed with this KU team, that I think they can win a lot of games just because their defense is so good.
Let's hope that defense stays through. Real quick, let's go to football for a second. Sharia Salada, KU insider, reporter for KU football and basketball for the KC Star. Give me something, Trius, that would say I've got some good vibes for KU football next year, because I don't know what it is.
I mean, I can't lie to you. Do you want me to lie to you?
No. I mean, is there anything that would be like, oh, that's a reason for optimism?
You have a lot of young guys who are going to get more opportunities next year, I think, that are promising, showed promise during last year. To me, I've said this during the season, but it's hard for me to see Isaiah Marshall or Cole Ballard having a better season than Jalen Daniels had this year, just by raw numbers. Maybe they might have a better season in the sense of, like, when you watch the games, they look better, or they put him in a more position to win. But by the raw numbers, I'd be very surprised if either one of those quarterbacks has a better season than Jalen Daniels. And on top of that, even if they bring in a transfer quarterback, I don't know if they're going to bring in like a Brandon Sorsby. Like, I'm not sure they can afford a Brandon Sorsby, you know, when they have all these other needs. Right now, Lance Leipold has got to go to the portal and pick up, you know, defensive linemen, linebackers. Like, there's a lot of position groups on the defensive side that are thin. He's going to have to pick up a running back because they have three scholarship running backs on the roster right now. So there's a lot of things that need to be filled in before I can make a conclusive, this is how I feel about Kansas football. But honestly, I always thought that next year was going to be a rebuilding year without Jalen and a departure of 33 seniors anyways. I thought it'd be a 4 or 5 win team. I mean, I guess they were a 5 win team this year, but you know, I don't think they're going to be in position to have a bowl game clinched with three games left.
The point of optimism is the fact that the transfer portal exists and it opens in a week.
Well, yeah, but it exists for everyone else too. So until I see them pick up the guys they need to pick up, I'm not going to be optimistic. I've learned my lesson from KU football.
If next year's a rebuilding year, what was this year? All right, Shreyas, we appreciate it. Follow Shreyas at SHRE98. Follow his work, the KC Star. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you again next year. That's right. All right, that does it for us. Hey, don't forget, the start of the Dan Patrick Show follows us. So ready for that. Should be a lot of fun. That is the New Year's lineup. Dan Patrick to Jim Rome to the BetMGM cruise it at night. Should be a lot of fun.
Let's go.
Celebrate safely, everybody. They got ride shares for a reason. If you need one, don't be silly. Let's all make it 2026 happy and healthy and have some fun in the new year. We will be back Monday with you, so be sure to join us then. For Max, for Brandon, for Paul, thanks to Shreyas Lotta, for TJ, I'm Jacob. Bye-bye, 2025. We'll see you Monday.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted art support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas makes socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.